This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Mark is on the phone today for To Catch a Cheater. He's been dating his girlfriend, Rochelle, for 10 months. They live together, but now he thinks something might be going on, so we'll see if we can help him out. Mark, what's up, man? What's going on with Rochelle?
Hey, I really appreciate you guys doing this. Well, Rochelle and I, yeah, so like you said, we've been together 10 months. I don't know where she is all the time. She's always like out with her friend. And I just, I mean, her friend in quotations, I don't really know what's going on. So, you know, her and I, Rochelle and I met when we met through a promotion at work, and we like started to move. We decided to move in together after 3 months. So like, we kind of knew, you know, like right away, and it was really, really great, really powerful. And we were like inseparable. But 5 months ago, I lost my job because the place downsized and there's, you know, nothing I could do about it. And so I've been unemployed for 5 months now. But I did get a really good payout. So that's like kind of held me over. So, you know, money hasn't been an issue, but these months I've really tried to spend more time with Rochelle and, you know, expand our relationship and really like invest in our relationship. And I thought that I thought that would be a smart move. But, you know, recently she is like always out, like always out with her friends. And I don't know what she's doing because it wasn't like this before. And she's like always running errands or like doing her self-care stuff, which is great. But then she's immediately over at her friends. And then I don't hear from her. And, you know, I don't know what's going on. And when I try to make moves and, you know, get a little frisky with her, she rejects me like all the time.
Oh. And that's different?
Yes, very different. Yes.
Do you think that it might just be something like her needing to have some space since you're like home all the time now?
I mean, I don't know. It doesn't, I mean, because I try to give her space to, I mean, I don't know. I'm just getting weird vibes because I called her mom and her mom was the same way with me, like really, really short and just kind of like, oh, she's a good friend. So she's just busy or, you know, she's busy being a good friend or whatever. And so.
And you guys have been together 10 months, so that's a long time. That's a lot of your relationship, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then living together presents all of the problems. Good mathing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm impressed.
I'm sorry, this is not funny, Mark.
Sorry.
So have you asked her what she's doing with her friends? Does she give you any explanation, or she's just like, nah, I'm just being with my friends?
It's basically what she says, yeah. And that she's like just being a good friend and like... Yeah, it's like she doesn't allow us to discuss it further than that. So it's, I don't really know what to do.
Well, you've already told us what grocery store she's a rewards card member at. So we'll do the usual. We'll call and pretend to be from the grocery store and tell her that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department. And we'll see if she sends those to you or to somebody else.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlin, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to catch a cheater.
Only on the Jubal Show.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Mark is on the phone, and Mark thinks that his girlfriend of 10 months named Rochelle might be cheating. So we're about to call her and pretend to be from the grocery store that she's a rewards card member at. I tell her that every single month we choose one rewards card member at random who gets free flowers delivered from our floral department, our little way of saying thank you for shopping with us. And we'll see if she sends those flowers to Mark or to somebody else. But before we do that, Mark, why don't you refresh everybody's memory on why you think Rochelle might be cheating?
Well, it was my job 5 months ago, and 3 months ago, or around 3 months ago, she started completely just not spending any time at home or any time with me. And progressively, it's gotten worse, and every day she spends more time, you know, on her either self-care routines or her, you know, time with her friends, but doesn't tell me at all where she is. It's always very general, and it's bizarre because it's very different behavior than what it used to be, and we're not really intimate anymore.
Call right now and see who she sends the flowers to. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jordan calling from. I was looking for our rewards card member named Rochelle.
Yeah, this is me.
Rochelle, hi, please don't hang up. This is not a marketing phone call. I'm actually calling to let you know that you're this month's big winner.
Oh my God. Really? That's crazy. I never win anything.
Well, now you can't say that anymore. Congratulations. Thank you for shopping with us.
How cool. Thank you. So, what did I win?
Oh, maybe you don't know. Every single month, we choose one rewards card member to say thank you very much for shopping with us. You've just won 36 long stem red roses, a box of candy, and a card to be sent to anybody that you want.
Oh, wow. That's so cool. I obviously don't have to pick it up. Like you guys just send it from the store?
Yes, it's delivered. You can get it delivered anywhere within the 50 United States. If you know the name of the person you want to send them to right now, then I can take that information down in just a matter of minutes.
Can I just tell it to you over the phone?
Yes. Do you know who you want to send it to right now?
Yeah, I do. What kind of flowers are they?
Long stem red roses, but if you want something specific, I can check and see if we can do that.
I don't know. Is there a good flower to give to a guy?
Succulents, I find to be the thing that men really enjoy.
Okay.
Well, you know, we do have some little like arrangements of succulents.
I think that that's better. I think.
Do you want to still get a card with it?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. Okay, so are you ready? I've got the name and the card ready.
A little form here. Okay, so I'll just need the first and the last name of the person that you want to send them to.
First name is Mark. Last name is...
And do you want to put anything on the card?
Yeah. Can you put, you'll find a new job soon. I believe in you! !
That's nice. And now at this point, I should probably tell you that this is not the grocery store at all. This is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
Surprise! I'm Nina, also on the Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Okay, I'm really confused. Hi.
We do a segment called To Catch a Cheater, where if you think your significant other might be messing around, we see if they send flowers to you or to somebody else. And Mark is actually on the phone.
Wow.
Hey,
Richard. Hi. This is weird.
Yeah, very awkward. But you sent it to me. I mean, I hate that I had to do this through a show, but thank you for being supportive. Like, I mean, that was way more supportive than you are at home. I just don't. I'm not getting the disconnect.
Mark, first of all, that's not fair. Second of all, you think I'm cheating on you? Like actively cheating?
I mean, yeah, I mean, now I don't, but I was, you have changed so much and we don't, like, they know Mark, everything and it's, yes.
Mark, you have also changed. Okay. All right. Listen. Okay. We want to do this. Let's do it. Let's do this now. I am so sorry about your job. I know that it's been really, really tough on you. But you have changed and you lay around the house. You're there all the time. You are always playing video games. You're smoking these cigars at night. Like we talked about that. And you're just kind of always there and you follow me around. And honestly, I can't. It's a turnoff. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's a turnoff. And I'm trying to be patient. And it's not even about you not having a job. It just feels like you're spending all of this time just wasting away. And you're like not bettering yourself. You used to go to the gym all the time. You never go to the gym. Okay.
Are you someone else?
Listen, I met somebody. Okay. I met somebody through friends. Nothing has happened, but I met somebody through some friends. And with just a couple of group things, and he's just, I don't know, he just makes me feel alive, and I'm super attracted to him. He's really ambitious, he's funny, he works out, he's really busy, and he just really takes care of himself, and he's got it.
I can do that.
Got it together.
Oh my God, I have had a job since I was 12 years old. I take a few months to just enjoy being unemployed. I have money still, it's not a big deal. I can work out again. I can do all that again. But I was right. You're seeing if you.
No. Listen, nothing has happened. We have seen each other a few times, and I'm sorry that it's happened like this. But it feels, it just feels like a huge disconnect between us, and it's not. I'm sorry. It's just not something I want anymore. And I'm sorry to do this over the radio. This is so weird. I can't believe this is happening. But I'm.
Were you feeling that way, Rochelle, before? I mean, obviously you're feeling frustrated with him, but did you think that it was the end before this all happened?
Yeah. I mean, it's just been a couple of months of just like us being roommates, don't you think? I don't know.
Rochelle, thank you for being honest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I guess we'll let you go, Rochelle.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Mark, are you okay?
No.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, you know, at least you found out before it was too long. Also, more motivation now for the future.
Yeah. And also, just as a side note, it is very valid to take the gift of unemployment when it's given to you after working so hard for a long time. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. that rarely ever happens to anybody.
I loved it when I was fired.
Me too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Let us know if you need anything, okay?
Okay. Seriously, thank you so much.
Good luck.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.